Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus ever, glory to his name. Glory to his holy name. Glory to his name.
Thankful that Jesus is the same yesterday and today forever. You know, I think wherever you go, whether it's on the job, in church, if you're in school, in the family, there's a lot of rhetoric about what's happening in the world today. And you can't help. You can't help to talk about it, right? Things are changing. Things have changed. Sometimes it just gets depressing talking about it. But I'm thankful that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And no matter how much we see things that are negative, our God reigns. And that's why we praise Him. I like that song where it says, right after yesterday, today, and forever, it goes into glory to His name. Because we know that God's in charge. And that's a comfort, right? We're not going to sing that. But we're going to sing numbers 63 in our white chorus books, because this is a great message too. My hope is in the Lord, Amen. Who gave Himself for me. Oh, thank God,
yes,
for this great salvation we have. Number 63, my hope is in the Lord. And if you are able and willing, let's stand. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear God.
For me.
His grace has planned it all. Thankful this morning, Father, that we can come and just worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
You are our hope.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Lord, a lot of things occupy us, distract us down here, weigh on our mind, Lord, whether it's personal or in the home or in the job or school, these things. Lord, we look out our window at the world and there's a lot that can occupy our thoughts. We want to keep this center. You're our hope.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
are our hope, O God. And you supply that by the Holy Spirit. We praise you, O God. You haven't forsaken or abandoned us. You haven't left us. O God, your kingdom hasn't been put aside. Your kingdom is moving forward. And we're thankful we can be a part of that, dear God. We're thankful that you ever got a hold of us. Oh, your mercy is so great. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we pray, Father, that will be so for these children that have come here yesterday.
Yes.
God, that they'll have an absolute hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe you to do that, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Meet them. Lord, empower the counselors with the Holy Spirit. We trust you to do that, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Joe, would be seated. I had another song in my heart. I think it's in here. I need no other argument. 89. Thank you. 89. And what is your prize? My complete sincere gratitude. My faith has found the rest of this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. Jesus died, and that He died for me. Enough.
awesome. Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. Oh, I thank God that happened in my life. It was enough that Jesus saved me. And the world's going to do what the world's going to do. What matters to me is what God does in my heart and in His people's heart. Right? He ends fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to Him. He'll never cast me out. Recently, I went to get my hair cut. I tried out a new place. Have you ever done that? It's a walk of faith. It is. But I sat down and it was recommended to me, and I came in as a stranger. They asked me what I wanted. I thought it was evident. I needed a haircut. I didn't have a choice of who was going to do it. An older gentleman named Tony. And I liked what he was doing. I never look in the mirror when they're cutting my hair. You know, I don't like to watch. And plus, I take my glasses off, so it's like, is that me? But he said, well, what do you do? I was there at an unusual time, and he said, well, what do you... I said, well, I'm a pastor. My hours are all over the place. And so then Tony held up his scissors, and he stepped back, and he said, let me ask you a few questions. Now, I don't know about some of you who wear glasses. It's hard to have a debate without my glasses on. It's hard for me to have a debate to begin with. But when without my glasses, and he's asking me, well, are you a Protestant? And I said, yes, I am Protestant. And he said, then what are you protesting? And I said, well, and of course he got that, of course, from history. So I said, well, no, nothing. I said, are you Catholic? And he said, no, I was raised Catholic, but I really don't believe in too much of anything. And, well, where am I going with this? I said, I'm praying in my heart, Lord, I'm here in this chair, and I want to talk to Him. I want to sow a seed of hope into His heart. But Lord, He began by saying, I just don't believe the Bible. Have you ever had that when you're sharing? I don't believe the Bible. And the one thing that was sown into my heart a long time ago, and an illustration stick with me, I like illustrations, and it was like if you were in a battle, if you were a soldier, and the enemy said, well, I don't believe in your gun, you wouldn't necessarily put your gun down, would you? That just stuck with me. So I tried to share with him a little bit, and it got to be a back and forth a little. And I said, finally, I just said, well, Tony, there's got to be truth somewhere. There's got to be truth somewhere. You can't live without truth. Amen? I mean, that's a rational thought. But then he asked the proverbial question, yeah, well, what is truth? Mm-hmm. Well, I said, somebody asked that right a long time ago. What is truth? And the bottom line is, the difference between myself and Tony was that I sought truth. And he's not. He's not seeking truth. He's made up his mind about truth. And I thought, that's how we can be. You know, we could just say, we can be indifferent, or we could just be like, oh, I don't know what truth is, and we just live our life. In Isaiah, there's a portion of Isaiah when God comes to Isaiah and says, I want you to shout something. I want you to shout. And Isaiah says, what do you want me to shout? And the Holy Spirit says, I want you to shout that all men are nothing but grass. Are you familiar with that portion of Scripture? All men are nothing but grass. Oh, I thank God that as a child, I realized I didn't want to just be a blade of grass. It's going to perish when the sun comes up. You know, just kind of a fitting illustration, because in Jersey, my lawn has perished. with this drought. I don't want that. And my heart was longing to seek truth. And the best I could share with the man who was holding very sharp scissors over my head was not an argument, but just there is a truth and we can find it. Are you glad you found truth?
Yes.
Are you thankful?
Yes.
You know why? You know why it's so brought home to me today? Because Jesus gives this illustration about the broad and narrow way. Maybe you've learned that. You've heard it. I grew up in church, and of course, it was with flannel graph because I'm old. You know what? I say that to some people, the young people today. They don't even know what flannel graph is. It's graph made out of flannel, for goodness sake. And it illustrated. But I remember the illustration of the Jesus gave of the broad way, right? And that leads to death. And the narrow way, which leads to life. But here's the clincher. Jesus said, few there be that find it. Do you see why we always praise and always worship? No matter how I feel, no matter what I'm going through, no matter... One time a person said to me in the chapel, why do we got to start every service with praise? Every service we just start with worshiping. And I like to do that here. Why? Because no matter how I feel, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what is troubling me, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The power of the cross is not diminished by my attitude or disposition.
Yeah.
It's the same. And so I worship him for that. So I have no greater argument than this. Well, let's conclude with the third and fourth verse.
My heart is leaning on the word, the written word.
Number 41. You know, I first heard of this song here at camp as a young, I think I was 16 as a pot boy. And the very first meeting, I believe it was, this song arrested my soul. And I noticed immediately in it that there's a progression in the verses. Perhaps you have noticed that, and if you're not familiar with the song, perhaps you will notice it. And it's so good. It's such a great song for this day. I gave a talk down in the chapel a couple of weeks ago, and the title of my talk was Ludicrous. And that's what I named this age, Ludicrous. If you know that word ludicrous, it means foolish or doesn't make sense. Well, this song makes great sense. So heed the words as we sing it. Let's stand one more time if you can, please. And let's sing it together.
Jesus, do God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Conquer in us, oh God. We pray, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Our victor. Our victor, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful, isn't he? Isn't the Lord wonderful? Glorious, King of kings, Lord of lords. We thank you, God, that you have victory for us. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? We want God to conquer the world, but just as you mentioned, he's got to conquer us, right? And that makes the difference. And thank you for sharing that. Absolutely. May God use us all. I often thought of, Lord, this is big thinking. Why, Lord, if I were you, and I had to pick 12 disciples, I would have gotten those 12 guys in a room and zapped them and made them perfect, instead of having to put up with them for 3 years. But Jesus didn't do that, did he? So it gives us hope. And like you said, every day God is working, making us what we ought to be. It's not my phrase, but I love the phrase, he takes us as we are and makes us what we ought to be, body, soul, and spirit. I want to talk, and before I forget, today we have a time of prayer. You're welcome to join us in the prayer room. It's until noon, but you don't have to stay to noon. We don't shut the doors and lock you in. As long as you're waiting on the Lord, immediately after the meeting, okay? I am happy to announce that we're going to hear from Sister Vita tonight. So, and I'm excited. I said to her, I want to hear from you. And everyone else does too. So we're so glad you're here, Sister Vita.